Now we have letters to the evening news. This week we bring you comments on the Royal Norfolk Show, the City Council, living in Thorpe St Andrew, and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
Miss Cook of Taverham thinks that our local show has gone down market. I quite agree with previous correspondents who say that the atmosphere at the Royal Norfolk Show has changed, and in fact, I wrote to the show director last week. I first went to the show when it was at Ravingham Hall many years ago, and have attended all but two or three since. It is sad that it has deteriorated into a down market fair with booming music and screaming children. The showground used to look so attractive with bedding plants surrounding most of the trade stands. Many large nurseries exhibited in the flower show, but it seems that due to its spend, to the expense involved, it is no longer considered worthwhile. On a brighter note, the first bus service to and from the show was excellent.
However, Clark Willis is Chief Executive of Anglia Farmers Limited of Colton, and he says we should celebrate our superb show. I have heard some people say that the farming atmosphere has been lost from Royal Norfolk Show. I disagree with this view and feel that the organisers have done a great job in balancing the needs of rural farming audiences against the requirements of giving entertainment to those attending. It is always easy to remember the past shows with fondness, but in a time when a large number of county shows have disappeared, the Royal Norfolk Show stands as a beacon and is something we should all be proud of. In my world, the Royal Norfolk Show is very much geared around farming, food and the environment, and attracts industry leaders and livestock exhibitors from round the country. I am privileged to visit a large number of county shows each year, and in my view, the Royal Norfolk Show is one of the very best. Innovations such as the new Art of Butchery competition in the food hall this year are important links in helping us understand where our food and drink come from, and comments from those attending this were very positive. We used to have to dig a pit for our wastewater too, but thanks to the new infrastructure, that is a thing of the past. So let's celebrate what we have and not always cling to the past.
A brief letter of thanks comes from Margaret Haley of Norwich. Brevity is the soul of wit, the saying goes, and Ted Doe, in his letter at the end of June, amusingly suggested that Norwich City Council, with a little more effort, could have brought the traffic around the city of a complete standstill. I'd like the chance to say briefly that roadworks must be a difficult situation to handle for any council. But we have a marvellous one, full of wonderfully good-hearted workers, helping all kinds of people of all ages, from the very young to the very old. And we are lucky, and we should be allowed to say, thank you, Norwich Council.
David Freeman of Thorpe St Andrew comments on land grabbing for the NDR. I have lived in Thorpe St Andrew most of my life. Together with my two brothers and sisters, we live for most of that time in what was known then as the Narrows, near School Lane. We roamed the local woods making dens, playing cowboys and Indians. Now in my late 70s, I appreciate the woodland area more for walks and the wildlife. It seems to me that all this land grabbing has started since the NDR was first thought of and approved, with landowners and developers making as much money as they can. To me, there are plenty of brownfield sites that should be used first before going out into the countryside. In a way, I'm surprised that St Andrew's school playing fields and the two recreation grounds haven't been up for discussion or sold by now. Lastly, those of us who are gardeners must make every effort to encourage the wildlife into our gardens, because there will soon won't be enough room for it all.
And finally, Jane Jaspretta writes to say how lucky we are to have such great staff. Unfortunately, I had to be referred to A&D recently. This unit undoubtedly is under severe stress and waiting times are lengthy. However, when I was seen, I would like it to be known that the nursing staff were beyond marvellous, and the doctors and the consultant were also brilliant. After assessment, it was decided that I was to be admitted, and I was subsequently placed in the stroke unit. The attention that I was given by staff immediately made me feel at ease. They were caring and really could not have been more friendly and professional. I would really have to consult my dictionary for additional adjectives to describe what I really felt for these dedicated people. They were terrific. I wish to extend my praise also to the MRI department, where my fears were also alleviated by really caring and first-class staff. We really are fortunate in this country.